Jagamusafira jagaganadana suliyare. Jagamusafira jagaganadana suliyare. Duja soya pita godame Hansa Hansa Danta Dikae. Behena bai tera kare ladare, Mangala charana gaye, Lada tera holiare. Jagamusafira jagaganadana suliyare. Suliyare. Tija soya tiriya se japar, gale me behiya dal. Tija soya tiriya se japar, gale me behiya dal. Tiriya jale me fasegiya bande, Yehe moka jau, pia tera holiare. Jagamusafira jagaganadana suliyare. Jagamusafira jagaganadana suliyare. Chota soya Buddha banake, kone me kata galaye. Chota soya Buddha banake, kone me kata galaye. Halana chalana ki shakti koni, line seva karaye. Buddha paliare. Jagamusafira jagaganadana suliyare. Jagamusafira jagaganadana suliyare. Lambe pava pasara, panchave soe shamashano me, lambe pava pasara. Keta kabira sunore sado, dina agani me da, dagatera holiare. Jagamusafira jagaganadana suliyare.
So this is Baba Sawan Singh's letter of December 1, 1926, published in the April 1982 Sanpani magazine. Dear daughter, I have been receiving your monthly letters, the last one bearing the date September 4th. I must say your letters are very welcome, as they are so full of love for him and anxiety to see him and meet him who is at the back of all and the cause of causes. It is but natural that to such a loving soul this world should look like a big nothing and devoid of all interest. And this should also explain why you care so little for people. I am glad to learn that after long and patient waiting, you have received initiation. You've been put in touch with the sound current. This is the connecting link between your soul and the Creator. Your mind, with all its paraphernalia, is the disturbing element, or the curtain that keeps the soul away from the current. All else beside the current is negative, and therefore illusionary and transitory, changing and changeable, dispersing and distressing. The force of the negative power will decrease in proportion to the attention given to the current. The first step is to come within, or rise above body consciousness. That is, our thoughts should be confined to what lies within us, for it is only then that we can be said to be sitting within ourselves. Only then will we feel at peace. Just as a wanderer in a forest loses his way and finds no rest until he returns to his home, similarly, our attention remains outside us. Through the 9 portals of the body, it is always directed outward. It remains in communion with the outside objects or their impressions, and this habit has become so fixed that we cannot hold our attention within us for even a second. The Western mind even abhors the idea of vacancy. Our attention has to be brought inside, and when it likes to rest there, like the wanderer coming home, it will find peace within. This bringing in of the attention is done by repetition, repeating the 5 names in the manner you have been told. Repetition should be done with the attention held at the eye focus. Repetition without fixing the attention is no good. This repetition with attention impresses on your mind the idea of what lies within you and tries to take you to those for whom the names stand. By this process, we are replacing outside objects with those that lie within. The moment we are within, the sound current is there to take charge of us. The astral form of the Master is at the eye focus and always ready to do the necessary guidance. In the process of repetition, the limbs will become senseless, first as the attention is withdrawn from them. Later on, the process of withdrawal Later on, as the process of withdrawal proceeds, the trunk of the body becomes senseless, and ultimately the entire body below the eyes will become senseless. Breathing will continue, as in sleep, normally. Only the attention, instead of being out, will be within. Not below the eyes, as in sleep, but above the eyes. There will be full consciousness within on the internal objects, but you will be unconscious so far as the outward world is concerned. This is death, of which the world is so much afraid. Those who go on this path die daily, and for them death has no terror. For them, it is a beaten path. This way of concentration is the safest. There's no strain on any organ. We are concentrating attention only. When we are talking to our friends, our attention is in the talk. We're not conscious of the rate of breathing or the circulation of blood, etc. These just go on normally. Similarly, in repetition, we are talking to our friends within. When the attention goes in as a matter of habit, just as it goes out now, then the sound current will begin to pull it up, and by will take it to the place from which there is no return, the place of eternal bliss. By repetition, the physical world is left behind and the astral plane is reached. In this plane, bewitching spirits interfere, but only when the attention is off the sound current. On repeating the names, the idea of the sound current comes back, and the attention catches the current again, and off go the evil spirits. No evil spirit can stand before the repetition of the five names. All spirits that come in this way must be tested by the repetition of the five names. As all the astral plane is the manifestation of the negative power, and is intended by that power to hold back the upgoing spirit, so great caution is needed in crossing this plane. The astral form of the Master guides us there. The Master, who is the representative of the positive power, will stand before the five-name test. Take for granted that all that has happened, is happening, or will happen, is within his will. So in whatever circumstances we find ourselves, we should remain contented. If he sends us misery, we should accept it with pleasure. And if he keeps us happy, we should take it as his children. So do not consider that your life is not a bed of roses. Take it as his gift and be happy in it. Misery is a blessing in disguise, says Shakespeare. Misery is a medicine, and pleasure is a disease. For in pleasure the mind dominates and keeps us away from the path. You say that you are thirsty for knowledge. Knowledge is in the sound current. It is within you. So go within and ride the sound current and be the master of all knowledge. From the time of initiation, when the master takes charge of a soul, he is more anxious than the soul to see it installed on the throne of bliss and peace. Even if the devotee, through some chance, leaves the master or loses faith in him, he, on his part, never leaves. He will someday bring the devotee onto the path again. His mission is to take the souls up. And a soul, once initiated, is never deserted. This is the law. A place free from the roar and turmoil of the busy world is more suitable for concentration. And I'm glad to read that you feel happy in your new surroundings. Quote, how will I know if I see anything? I might think it was meant for me. I take it that what's in quotes is excerpted from her letter to him. So he's answering those questions. So apply the five-name test, and if the thing or form stands, associate with that, and consider that it is meant for you. Otherwise, reject it. Birth follows desire. We are born again and again because our attention is given deeply to desires, and unfulfilled desires bring the attention back. When the desire is for higher planes and not for the things of this world, then why should we return to this world after death? The attention will go up. And for those who have, while living, concentrated up to the eye focus, there is no return. The Master is waiting for you at the eye focus and is anxious to receive you there in his arms. It is for you to rise up to the eyes. Quote, do you favor burial or cremation? End quote. Both ways are good enough to dispose of the dead body. The master concerns himself with the soul only. It is immaterial to him how the remains are treated. Follow the customs of your society, for that is the line of least resistance. The body is a cage in which the soul is imprisoned. The bird that leaves the cage and gets its freedom does not care about the cage. It is glad to be rid of it. Quote, if we are advanced spiritually, can we leave the body and visit another place? End quote. Yes, when the astral plane has been reached. As long as the attention is in the physical plane, that is, below the eyes, then this is not possible. With blessings from the Father, yours affectionately, Sawan Singh. Now we'll continue our reading in Russell's book, Stumbling Toward God, The Years with a Jag. And we're reading at this point in a, this is from a question and answer session, May 4th of 1977, in Sanchi's first visit, his first tour. So various questions have been asked. We just ended at a point where Sanchi was recounting how Master had come to his ashram at that time and asked, is there anyone who wants to see God? And everybody raised their hands and said, yes, we want to see God. And he said, those who want to see God, close your eyes. But Sanchi didn't close his eyes, and some objected to that. And Master said, he has understood. So continuing, once I was sleeping in the room with Master Kripal, and we were both lying down, and I was looking at Master Kripal, and the Master was looking at me. Suddenly, he asked me, are you awake? And I answered, no, I am sleeping from ages and ages. And then Master called me near him. He told me, come on, come here. And he sat on the bed, and he told me to sit on the chair. And then he looked into my eyes very deeply. He awakened my soul with that one look only. So, if you feel as I did, that you are missing something, this is referring to the disciple who had asked him a question about getting up early in the morning and yet falling asleep. So, Sanchi is saying, if you feel as I did, that you are missing something, you're lacking in something, then I'm telling you, if you are feeling like that, what is the question of staying awake for one night? Or for one more hour. You will never sleep if you feel that lacking in you. If you are losing something in your work, you are not sleeping. You're always worrying about that. You're not sleeping in the nighttime. I've seen businessmen who, when they had to face any loss in their business, they went mad. But we do not understand the loss which we have. The loss of, the separation from, God. We're not even taking that as equal to a worldly loss. If you understand that God is the precious thing, just think, if anybody offers you 10,000 rupees for your eyes, you won't be willing to give them even for that much money. Similarly, if you offer any amount of money to anybody to get any part of another's body, then also nobody will be ready to sell it to you. But God has given us all these things, all the parts of the body, all free of charge. And even after getting so many precious things from Him, we are not grateful to Him. So that is why, if some of you also feel that you are losing a great deal because you're separated from God, if you feel like this, you will never have any problem of sleep. In the way of the saints, one has to become Majanu. Majanu was very much in love with Layla. She was a princess, and it is said that she was black. So people taunted Majanu and asked, "Why do you love Layla, who's black?" But Majanu replied, "You are not looking at her with my eyes." Majanu was so much intoxicated with the love of Layla that he was not eating good food, and he was not sleeping in the nighttime, because everything was Layla. Once, for the convenience and facility of Majanu, Layla told all the shopkeepers that if Majanu came to their shop, they should give him anything they liked. So, hearing of that announcement, there were many Majanus, that's quote-unquote Majanu, who came there to get the things from those shops. So when there were many Majanus, instead of one, coming in, taking things from shops, saying that they were Majanu, the shopkeepers went to the king and said, "Tell us whether there is one Majanu or many." So the king, Layla's father, said, "All right, I will ask Layla how many Majanus there are, whether there is one Majanu or many." So when Layla was asked that, she said, "Yes, I will decide this very soon." So she gave bowls to all the shopkeepers, saying that when Majanu comes, tell them that Layla wants one cup of blood from him. Well, the so-called Majanus were coming to the shops only to take the goods away or to eat the food. But when this was announced, that Layla needs one cup of blood from Majanu, all the false Majanus went away. Nobody came there. When the real Majanu was told that the other people were doing this in his name, but that now Layla needs one cup of blood, even though he was very thin and dry in the love of Layla, whatever blood he could, he sent to Layla. In the same way, we all want to become Majanus, but when we are experiencing a little bit of pain, as you know, without experiencing pain, we cannot give our blood. When the masters tell us in the satsang, "Get the Nam initiation and you will realize God," at that time, we understand that it's a very easy thing. But then they tell us that our work, our responsibility, is to collect our scattered thoughts and bring our attention in between and behind the two eyes. They tell us that if we will succeed in concentrating the attention between the two eyes, the prize for that will be a high position from God. But what are we doing when we sit for meditation? If we are collecting our thoughts a little bit, then also we're having the problems of sleep and pain and things like that. Majanu loved that thing which was not everlasting and which would go from this world one day. Love for a body is just like crossing any river. When Layla died, at that time, Majanu realized what he was doing. He was attached to the body only. And that is why the masters tell us, don't be attached to the body don't love the body. Kabir Sahib says that no one's body is our guru, but we are getting only the body. The power which is working in the body of that guru, we're not catching that. So Kabir Sahib says that we have made the body as our guru, but we have not realized the Satguru. And in that way, we are always coming in the cycle of births and deaths, of 84 lakhs of incarnation. Because as long as that body is standing in front of us, we're happy. But when that body goes away from us, we become unhappy and we go astray. But the power which is assuming that body to explain to us, if we catch that power, all our doubts and suspicions can be cleared while we are living in the body. There was one disciple of Master Sawan Singh called Mastanaji, and he was from Baluchistan. When Master Sawan Singh left the body, the people at the ashram at Beas celebrated the death anniversary of Master Sawan Singh. They announced that on April 2nd, Master Sawan Singh had left the body. But on that date, Mastanaji celebrated Master Sawan Singh's birthday, because he was saying, those who say that Master Sawan Singh is dead, people should go and ask them in the court why they had taken him as guru, who's subject to birth and death. Our Sawan Singh is never dying. So he was saying, if Sawan Singh himself is involved in births and deaths, what good can he do for us? Because Shabd is our guru. Nam is our guru. Shabd or Nam has assumed the body, has come into the body, only to make us understand the reality. That is why the Master never told us that he is our master or he is our Maharaj. And that is why saints tell us, your guru is within you. But we are not catching the guru which is residing within us. Whatever sacrifice we have to do to meet that inner guru, that is little in Sant Mat. And those within whom the love is created for that inner guru, they do not sleep much. They are not eating much unless they are meeting their guru within. When I was meditating, I had a sign put outside the ashram saying that those who wanted to be crucified while living, only they should come within. Only they should come in. There was one more signboard there. Rest is illegal. Those who want to rest, they should not come in. Those that wanted to stay there and meditate, I had told them to sign a paper that they wanted to be up. They would be up before 3 o'clock. In the beginning, some agreed that they would get up at 12 o'clock. Some agreed to get up at 2 o'clock. And at that place, they weren't ringing any bell, because it's our responsibility to get up. Why should we ring a bell? We're getting up for God. And if one was not getting up at his promised time, he was not allowed to sit for meditation. He was not even allowed to come into the ashram again. We were throwing out their bedding, saying, You are not the lover of Hazur. You only know how to talk. But now, you see, after sleeping all night, we are getting up for 1 hour. Sorry, if we are sitting for 1 hour, then also we have so many complaints for our master. Someone is complaining because of the pain. Someone is complaining because of sleep. Just think how many complaints we have. When you go within, you will know how much our Hazur is waiting for us. When he was living in his physical form, at that time, we didn't have so much responsibility to go within and see him. But now that he has left the body, he has left the physical plane, it is now our responsibility and duty to go within and see him as soon as possible. And that's the end of Sanchi's talking in that darshan session. And this is now Russell taking over his narration. What Sanchi is talking about here is what Kripal used to call ruling passion. Kent Bicknell told me that he asked Kripal how to get ruling passion. And the master said, suppose someone stabs you in the belly. Do you put a Band-Aid on it? And both Kripal and Ramakrishna told of a guru who was bathing in a river. When a seeker came and asked him, how can I find God? Well, the guru told him to come down into the river with him. And then he pushed his head under the water and held it there. And when he finally let him up, the man was gasping for breath. And the guru asked, well, what were you thinking when I was holding your head under the water? And the seeker said, all I could think of was to get some air, to breathe again. And the guru replied, when you want God as badly as you wanted that air, you will find him. And we will leave off at that point. And we'll continue a satsang talk that Sanchi gave here in July of 1970. And this talk was given the title, Masters Come for Everyone.
Gore Rupa Sohavan At Lage Kat Pana Ujar Kamal Khilat Sukh Pavai Pora Kar Pyar
Kisra ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਮਲ ਫੁੱਲ ਖਿਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਪੌਰਾ ਮਸਤ ਹੋਇਆ ਉਹਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਆ ਕੇ ਬੈਠ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਤਨਾ ਮਸਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਰਾਤ ਪੈ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਫੁੱਲ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਬੰਦ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਰੀ ਰਾਤ ਉਹ ਬੰਦ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਦਮ ਘੁੱਟ ਕੇ ਮਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ
ਵਟ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਲਵ ਡਸ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਡਿਵੈਲਪ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ When the flower of lotus blooms, the honeybee comes there, and he is so attracted to the lotus that he is always there. In the night, when the lotus closes, then the honeybee does not remember going away from the lotus, and it remains there. It is closed in the flower, and he remains there all night long, and in that course he dies, but he does not want to give up the company of the lotus. So such kind of love is developed for the disciple of the master, for the master who has manifested him. It is an opportunity given to us by God Almighty in which we can do the devotion of Naam and realize it.
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਬੱਖਰ ਕੋ ਲੈਣ ਤੂੰ ਆਇਆ, ਰਾਮ ਨਾਮ ਸੰਤਨ ਕਰ ਪਾਇਆ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਥਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਵਿਚ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਗੈਟ ਇਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਹੋਮ ਆਫ ਸੇਂਟਸ।
ਤਜਬ ਮਾਂ ਲਿਹੋਰ ਮਨ ਮੋਲ, ਰਾਮ ਨਾਮ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਮੇ ਤੋਲ।
ਗਿਵ ਅਪ ਯੋਰ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਡ, ਡਿਵੈਲਪ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਿਲਿਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਹਾਰਟ।
ਨੌ ਨਿਧ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਕਾ ਨਾਮ, ਦੇਹੀ ਮੇ ਉਸਕਾ ਬਿਸਰਾਮ।
ਦ ਨਾਮ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਨੈਕਟਰ, ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਇਕੁਅਲ ਟੂ ਦ 9 ਰਿਚਸ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਰਿਸਾਈਡਸ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਦ ਬਾਡੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਮੈਨ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਖਬਰਦਾਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਜਿੰਨੀ ਐਸਾ ਹਰ ਨਾਮ ਨਾ ਚੇਤਿਆ ਸੇ ਕਾਹੇ ਜਗ ਆਏ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕੌਸ਼ਨਸ ਅਸ, ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਈ ਡਿਡ ਦੋਸ ਪੀਪਲ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਹੂ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਦੈਮਸੈਲਵਸ।
ਇਹ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਨਮ ਦੁਰਲਭ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਬਿਨ ਬਿਰਥਾ ਸਭ ਜਾਏ।
ਦਿਸ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਰਥ ਇਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੈਸ਼ੀਅਸ, ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਨਾਮ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਵੇਸਟ।
ਹੁਣ ਬੱਤੇ ਹਰ ਨਾਮ ਨੇ ਬੀਜੇ, ਅੱਗੇ ਭੁੱਖਾ ਕਿਆ ਖਾਏ।
ਇਫ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਸੋ ਦ ਸੀਡ ਆਫ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ, ਵਟ ਆਰ ਯੂ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਹਾਰਵੈਸਟ ਲੇਟਰ ਔਨ।
ਮਨ ਮੁਖਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਫਿਰ ਜਨਮ ਹੈ, ਨਾਨਕ ਹਰ ਪਾਏ।
ਦ ਮਨ ਮੁਖਸ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਗਿਵਨ ਅਨਦਰ ਬਰਥ, ਸੱਚ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵਿਲ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਨਾਨਕ ਸੇਜ਼।
ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਦਾਅਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਤ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਮ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਕੇ ਇਹਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਈਵਨ ਦੋ ਵੀ ਆਲ ਮੇ ਕਲੇਮ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਫਾਲੋ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ, ਬਟ ਵੀ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਿਸ ਫਾਰ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਓਨਲੀ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਫਾਲੋਇੰਗ ਦ ਰੀਅਲ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਆਫਟਰ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ, ਓਨਲੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਵੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ।
ਫਿਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਤ ਤੇ ਸੈਂ ਜਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਤ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਦੈਨ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਡਿਸਾਈਡਡ ਇਟਸੈਲਫ whether we were following the path of the masters before receiving the initiation or whether we are doing it now.
kyunki assi aapo apne samajyan de upar sare log daava karde hain ki assi guru mat de utte chalde hain, jis tarah hinduan de andar janeu pauna, bodhi rakhni, tikka launa, sandhya tarpan, gayatri vagaira da paath karna guru mat samjhde hai.
Living in our religions we all claim to be saying that we follow the path of the masters or we are doing the devotion of Lord. Like the Hindus, they understand that by wearing the sacred thread, by reciting the Gayatri mantra and by keeping the long hair, they are following the path of the masters or they are doing the devotion of Lord.
Sikhan de andar panch kokaran nu dharan karna hi gur sikhi samjhi jandi hai. Kada pauna, kanga rakhna, kes rakhne aur kushera pehrna.
In the Sikh religion, they understand that by adopting or by wearing the five signs, the five things, they are following the path of the masters or they are doing the devotion of Lord. Those five things are long underwear, having long hair, wearing a bracelet, and wearing a particular kind of dagger.
Musliman pra 30 dinan da vart rakhna jis nu roza bolde hai, ਔਰ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਜੁਗਾਤ ਕੱਢਣੀ, ਦਾਨ ਦੇਣਾ, ਔਰ ਮੱਕੇ ਦੀ ਯਾਤਰਾ ਕਰਨੀ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕਿ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਦੀ ਪੈਦਾਇਸ਼ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ।
ਮੁਸਲਿਮ ਬ੍ਰਦਰਸ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਈ ਫਾਸਟਿੰਗ ਫੋਰ 30 ਡੇਜ਼ ਵਿਚ ਦੇ ਕਾਲ ਐਸ ਰੋਜ਼ਾ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਈ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਆਊਟ ਦ ਸ਼ੇਅਰ ਫਰੋਮ ਯੋਰ ਅਰਨਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਨੇਮ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਈ ਵਿਜ਼ਿਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਹੋਲੀ ਪਲੇਸ ਮੱਕਾ once in the lifetime. Makkah is the place where Prophet Muhammad was born. So they understand that by doing all these things, they are doing the real devotion of Lord.
ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰਮਤ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਫਿਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰਮਤ 'ਤੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਾਂ।
So in all the religions, there are rites and rituals and people follow those rites and rituals and they all understand that they are doing the devotion of Lord, they are following the path of the masters or the path of Lord. But when we go in the company of the perfect master, when we get the initiation from him and when we start doing the meditation of Naam, only then we come to realize that this is following the real path of the masters, this is the real devotion of Lord.
ਗੁਰ ਗਿਆਨ ਨ ਪਾਇਆ ਹੈ ਸਖੀ, ਜਿਨ ਕਟ ਅੰਧੀਆਰ।
ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਇਨਸਾਨੀ ਜਾਮਾ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਅਗਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਅਸੀਂ ਅੰਧੇਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਅੰਧੇਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਫਟਰ ਰਿਸੀਵਿੰਗ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਰਥ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਨਾਟ ਗਾਟ ਦੀ ਨਾਮ, ਦੈਨ we have come into this world in the darkness and we go back into the darkness.
Tulsi Sahib kehnde hai hai kat mein soojit nahi laant aisi jind tulsi ya sansar ko pya motiya bind.
Tulsi Sahib says that he is within you but you cannot recognize him. Curse on such a life. Tulsi says it seems as if the whole world has gone blind.
Gur gyan na paya he sakhi jin kat andhyar pura sat gur na mila paramat paujar.
Swami ji Maharaj kehnde hai do hi gallan han. ਜਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਲਾਪਰਵਾਹੀ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਕੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ, ਕੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ. ਕਿਸੇ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਨੂੰ, ਪੋਥੀ ਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਲਿਆ, ਇਹ ਨਾਮ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪੂਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ.
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦੇਰ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਟੂ ਥਿੰਗਸ, ਈਦਰ ਆਫਟਰ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਰਥ ਵੀ ਬਿਕਮ ਕੇਅਰਲੈਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਸੇ ਵੈਲ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਯੂਜ਼ ਆਫ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਯੂਜ਼ ਆਫ ਕੇਅਰਿੰਗ ਦ ਨਾਮ, ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ attached to any particular holy book and we rely completely on that holy scriptures and we do not understand the importance of going to the perfect master. Either we do that or we go to a perfect master, understand his teachings and get the initiation into naam from him.
Sade Satguru Maharaj ji kehnde hunde si ke jawana aayega ke unne shish nahi honge jinne duniya vich guru ban jange. Aj paant paant de guruan naal sansar bharya hoya hai.
My Sadguru Maharaj ji used to say that such a time will come when there will be many masters, many teachers, and there will be nobody who would want to become the disciple. Everyone will become the master. So that time has come. Now this world is full of so many different kinds of teachers and masters.
Pyaro, ona guru banne walean da kasoor nahi hunda. Kasoor saada apna hunda hai. ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਣ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਪੜ੍ਹੋ, ਦੇਖੋ ਕਿ ਇਹਨੇ ਕੋਈ 10-20 ਸਾਲ, ਕੋਈ 50 ਸਾਲ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਭਗਤੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਾਏ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਇਹਨੇ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ.
Dear ones, it is not the fault of those who have become the masters, it is the fault of those who follow them. Often I have said that before taking up anyone as your master, before going to anyone, you should first find out from his life history whether he has spent any time searching for God, whether he has sacrificed 10-20 years of his life doing the devotion of Lord or not.
Mahatma di ishto sanu pata lagda hai kis tarah Guru Nanak ne 11 saal thikri rodan da vishauna kita, sakht kalna kali. Isse tarah Guru Angad Dev ji ne kinni sakht kalna kali seva kiti.
From reading the histories of the past masters we come to know that how Guru Nanak Sahib worked very hard and he sacrificed so much. He slept on the bedding made of the stones and pebbles and he worked very hard in the devotion, in the meditation. In the same way, Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj also served his master very much. He sacrificed a lot in this path of the masters and he also served his master very much.
Kabir Sahib kehnde hai sukhiya sab sansar hai khave ar soye dukhiya das kabir hai jaage ar roye.
Kabir Sahib says that the whole world is happy because they eat, drink and go jolly, but unhappy is Kabir because he stays up all night in the remembrance doing the devotion of Lord.
Tusi naye bhajana vich padde ho ke rang raliyan maandya padde ni khulde karni pave kamai, eh pyare kamai di vastu hai, kamai naal hi prapt hundi hai.
In the new bhajans you would have read that the veil is not lifted upon by enjoying the pleasures of the world. One has to do the meditation if he wants to remove the veil. So dear one, this is something which we can achieve only by working hard and meditating.
Tusi Mr. O'Brien di kitab padde ho jehda ohde vich oh hissa hai jehda Bhai Sundar Das de naal anubhav hoya, oh bahut sari sangat de samne hi Maharaj Kripal di daya naal ohna di daya ne hi oh kita siga jo hoo bahoo aap de agge oh pesh kita gaya hai.
You might have read the book written by Mr. Oberoi, and in that particular book there is a segment, there is a part in which Bhai Sundar Das had an experience in front of Master Kripal. In fact, Master Kripal himself gave him that experience, what he saw about the so-called masters in his meditation. So whatever is written in that book, that happened, that that experience took place in front of all, in front of a large gathering of the Sangat.
ਪਿਆਰੇ ਬੜੇ ਠੰਡੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਸੋਚਣ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਝੂਠੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਬੈਠ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਾਲ ਵੀ ਸਜ਼ਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਪਖੰਡੀ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਮਾਫ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਝੂਠੇ ਪ੍ਰਾਪੋਕੰਡਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਭੈੜੀ ਸਜ਼ਾ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ.
ਇਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸਿਸ ਇਟ ਇਸ ਸੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਮੇਡ ਟੂ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ ਦੈਟ ਨਾਟ ਇਵਨ ਦ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ forgives those who become the false master, because a hypocrite is not forgiven, not even by the negative power, and those who do the propaganda in the name of those false masters, they also get punished.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj kende hai sat purush jin janya sat gur tis ka nao tiske sang sikh udre nanak har gun gaon.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says that Satguru is the name of the one who has recognized Satpurush. Nanak says that by going in the company of such a Sadguru, one gets the liberation. Nanak sings his praise.
Our closing bhajan is Sanchi's bhajan, Lagajai Dhyana Kirpal, on page 69. May you contemplate on Kirpal so that your life may improve. You're wandering around in Mathura and Kashi, but the indestructible one is within. May the snare of attachment be cut, so that your life may improve. Take your mind away from the pleasures and contemplate on the form of the Master. May you have the darshan of Kripal, so that your life may be improved. Repeat the simran of the five Shabads. Save yourself from the beating of the five thieves. Master makes you drink the nectar, so that your life may be improved. All the business of the world is false. Nam is true. Meditate on it, O man. Ajab has become Kirpal's. May you contemplate on Kirpal so that your life may improve. Lagajai Dhyana Kirpal, page 69.
लग जाए ध्यान कृपाल जी जीवन तेरा सुर रचने लग जाए ध्यान कृपाल जी जीवन तेरा सुर रचने मातुर कंसी rante hai na binashi dhyan kat diya mojanta jeevan tera surara jaye lag jaye dhyan kirpal tan guru sarupanta dhyanam lagane nishyanto tumrahatane guru sarupanta dhyanam
All the business of the world is false. Nam is true. Meditate on it, O man. Adab has become Kirpal's. May you contemplate on Kirpal so that your life may improve. And may God bless us all.